There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Thursday, May 4th edition, and let the bad Star Wars jokes begin. I'm a Star Wars fan, but May the 4th be with you. It just gets out of hands. So that's the last you'll hear from me. But hope everybody had a good night last night. Very, very interesting to say the least. Pitching overall, you know, Pomeranz and our cheaper options, like normal, seem to do a lot better than the expensive ones, so it's a trend to keep going. That Blake Snell punt looked mighty nice, mighty, mighty nice. Today is a giant mess. If you're married or have a girlfriend, today might be the day to take the day off and do honeydews and look like the greatest man alive that you just said, nope, I'm not going to watch sports, I'm not going to play daily fantasy today, I'm going to take a night off and go be with you, honey, because I love you so much. But it's ugly, very ugly. There's a 13-game all day, 6-game early, 5-game main. Weather's disgusting. They decided DraftKings just made a bad slates all around. Pittsburgh-Cincinnati starts at 9:35 Pacific, 12:35 Eastern, so they couldn't put that on the early slate for some reason. They want to start it a half hour early. The one that really baffles me is Colorado-San Diego's at 12:40 Pacific, 3:40 Eastern. That's been on every day slate from since I can remember, because the Giants play that game a lot. That's not on any of the slates. You have to play the all day, basically. It's very bizarre. So if you want the early or the main, you can't get those two games. Very bizarre. No Ivan Nova, which is a really, really big bummer. No Freeland, which would have been a great matchup for some pitching on a slate where pitching is disgusting. So we're going to get at it. We're going to start the 6-game early, and then we'll do the 5-game late. Just so you know, we'll do the weather for the early first. Cleveland-Detroit looks like 100% chance of rain. So very, very, very good chance that game's getting canceled, and we're turning this into a 5-game day slate. So keep that in mind. Chicago White Sox at Kansas City. Slight chances of rain shouldn't hopefully be a problem. Wind is coming in from right center. And Philadelphia at the Cubs. Heavy, heavy wind coming in from center field. Keep an eye on that. Might make some pitchers relevant all of a sudden. Totals in the early games. D-backs at Nationals at 8. Indians, Tigers, 7.5. A's, Twins, 9. Brewers. That's a late game. That got moved later in the day. Rangers, Astros, 8.5. White Sox, Royals, 7.5. And Phillies, Cubs is not posted yet. So we have a couple 8.5s to look at on the early action. Going to the pitching, and your highest priced option is Mad Max Scherzer at 12,600. On a small slate, I guess you can use him. Big strikeout arm, you know, I say it over and over, is one of the best swinging strike guys in all of baseball in the last few years. Best strikeout guys, period. He's got 7 or more Ks in every start. Last start out, he got beat up by the Mets. Prior to that, 3 earned runs or less. Even by giving up 3 earned or less due to his strikeouts and going deep into games, he was getting you almost 30 or more points in every start. If he can get you 30 or more, he's worth the price tag. Heck, he got that 27.3. If he gets you that or more, he's worth every price tag. So last start was a hiccup. Previous three starts were worth the price of admission. Usually I'd say avoid this at all costs. Arizona's bats are outstanding. I know Mad Max is great. I think Max is going to pitch great today. It wouldn't surprise me. Day game, Arizona, there's a chance they'll rest some guys. You see that a lot on Thursday getaway days. They might not. They might take it seriously. Who knows? But on a slate with such limited options, as you, I have four pitchers circled on the slate. You're going to have to pay up once in a while, unless you're only making one lineup. If you're making one lineup, I wouldn't play Max. But if you're making a few, I'd have a little Max exposure. I like him at 12-6. He's in line for a good start. He's facing the D-backs that do strike out over 24% of the time against right-handed pitching. You know, Mad Max, he's striking out 31.3% of the batters he faces. So you just got to avoid the hard contact that the Diamondbacks do. They crush right-handed pitching. They crush all pitching. They're really good offense. They're third in all of baseball in WOBA against right-handed pitching. So Mad Max last year had trouble with the long ball. He's had a little bit of it this year, and he did in his last start especially. I think it was Day-Arnaud took him deep twice. But that was his only problem. He gave a three-run and a two-run homer to Day-Arnaud because we played him that night. I remember that very, very, very much. But on a small slate like this, you're going to have to look at Max and really think about it. One I didn't write down, so I guess I have five. If the wind is blowing in, like it says, at 20-plus miles an hour from straightaway center field, John Lackey at $8,900 against the Phillies is enticing. I like the Phillies' bats today because Lackey's just been a disaster. But real quickly, why I do like Lackey is the Phillies are striking out 23.5% of the time against right-handed pitching, and their league average, a little above league average in batting average in WOBA against right-handed pitching. So that's why I like their bats. They do hit them well. The reason why I like Lackey is they do strike out a lot. They're actually up to almost 25% after the first few days of the week. Lackey's striking out 24% of the batters he faces. He's a heavy favorite in Chicago against Eflin. If this was a full slate, I wouldn't even look this direction, but on a small slate, if that wind is blowing in, that'll play a big factor. I think Lackey's worth a dart at $8,900 because usually we'll see him a lot more expensive than 89, so you're getting a little price cut there. And you're going to just have to do certain things you're not going to want to do. So if you're going to play today, don't go heavy. It's nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Moving on to Ian Kennedy, $8,500 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Kennedy coming into the game averaging 18.4 DraftKings points per start. He's given up no more than two earned runs in every start. If you've been listening for a while, I'm always hesitant with Kennedy, but I always say he's got great K potential. It's just the long ball's always there. He has one start where he gave up no runs in eight innings. Every other start's two earned, one earned, and two earned. Each one of those starters given up one home run. So he's going to give up the long ball. That seems to be a given, folks. The wind is blowing in from left center, about 15 miles an hour, it looks like today. Might be subject to change. But $8,500 against the White Sox team that is hitting better. We have established that. But they're hitting better, especially against left-handed pitching. Right-handed pitching, they're still striking out around 25% of the time. They have one of the worst WOBAs in all of baseball against right-handed pitching, and a batting average below 220 against right-handed pitching. This is a really good spot for Ian Kennedy. He's one of my favorite options on the board. Actually, they're up to 26% striking out. Kennedy strikes out 22.6% of batters he faces. Really solid matchup against the White Sox today. If you're not going Kennedy in that same matchup, I like Derek Holland a lot. Holland's not striking out a ton of guys on his own. He's only striking out 15.4% of the batters he faces. But the Royals are striking out 22.7% of the time against left-handed pitching. And they are atrocious against left-handed pitching. One of the worst WOBAs in baseball at 230. Team batting average below 200. We're talking like around 180. That is embarrassing. We used Quintana the other night. He went 8 shutout and only 102 pitches. Got you 30-plus points. You know, Derek Holland's not a 30-plus point guy usually. but he's averaging 17 points per game on DraftKings. He's got 2.17 ERA, 1.14 WHIP, 23 Ks in 12, 16, 17, 23 innings, a K per inning from Derek Holland, folks. Not bad. He's given up no more than 2 earned runs in all of his starts. He had one rocky start, but it gave up 7 runs, but only 2 were earned against the Yankees. So a lot of mischief there, but he pitched solid at Detroit, and then he's faced Cleveland twice, 1 run and 0 runs against Cleveland. So he's faced Detroit and Cleveland twice. He's given up 3 combined runs in 18 and a third inning. Not bad. Not bad at all from Derek Holland. He's really good this year, and going up against a Royals team that does not hit lefties well. I think if you want to get really weird on this slate, out of the main guys, Scherzer, Kennedy, you know, Holland will be the low-owned one. So Holland will be the one to attack in that game if you want to get weird. Just throwing that one out there. And my last option tonight that I'm going to roll with, and this one just sucks, but it's a massive punt play. I guess you could match him up with Scherzer if you'd like, or you can match him up with one of the other guys and just load up on every awesome bat under the sun. You can, like, all the Nats against Greinke, whatever you want to do. I'm talking Kyle Gibson. We use him every once in a while. It's scary. I get it. Totally get it. Like, he's given up 3 earned his last start, but 6 prior, 3 earned before that, 5 prior. You don't know what you're going to get. Given the 6 and the 5 I mentioned were both against Detroit. Against Kansas City and Cleveland, it was both 3. He's given up a home run in each start. Not a big strikeout guy. Only 1, 3, 2, and 2 in each start. So you got that going for you. He's struggled this year. He is a massive punt, but he's going up against the Oakland Athletics. And I like a lot of the A's bats. I think you can stick with, you know, the middle grounds, and you might not need to use these guys. You can go Joe Musgrove if you want a different pitcher in the middle just to kind of keep it different. But I think Musgrove's a liability today. And if you're going to use a liability, why not use Gibson? So at 51, Gibson's striking out about 16% of the batters he faces, but Oakland striking out over 23% of the time against right-handed pitching. I like that upside there. And I love the upside of a below-average wOBA of around 300 and a batting average around 220 against right-handed pitching. On a slate this disgusting, you're going to have to take gambles, and that is a gamble you just might have to take. Like I mentioned, Joe Musgrove, 7,600 against the Rangers, who strike out about 20.5% of the time against right-handed pitching. But you know how that offense can explode at any given moment. They're at their league average right now against right-handed pitching, wOBA-wise, and batting average about 230. So they're not horrible, but they're not great. We saw what Charlie Morton did against them. Musgrove's a kind of disaster. But if you want another mid-priced arm to go with Kennedy or Holland and not go all the way down to Gibson, I'll throw out Musgrove as an option. Not my favorite option, but it's definitely an option that you can look into. The bats for your early slate at the catcher's position. If you're not using Holland, you go Salvi Perez at 3,500. Brian McCann against AJ Griffin. Griffin gets crushed by left-handed pitching. He's given up over 2 home runs per 9 against left-handed pitching last year, almost 2.5 per 9. McCann at 3,400. Stephen Vogt hasn't got off to the best start this year, but decent matchup against Gibson at 33. Cleveland and Detroit, very unlikely to play, but Detroit has hit Salazar extremely well this year. That's why I didn't bring him up in pitching. Actually, not this year, in his career. So Avila at 3,200. Yeah, Matt Wieters against I had Greinke written down, but DraftKings has Shipley. So check into that. Let me pause this real quick and find out for you, because now I'm confused. Oh my, they did make the pitching change. It is Braden Shipley. Holy shit. The Nationals are going to be the stack of stacks. My God. Pray for Braden Shipley in Washington today. Whoa, you thought Donald Trump was getting the most heat in D.C.? This could get ugly. Shipley is... Wow, that just changes things a lot. I prepped all last night for Greinke. Interesting. Yeah, Wieters, 3,100 as an amazing value play at catchers on a short slate like this. Whew, that is interesting. Jason Castro against Jarrell Cotton. Cotton seems he's got some nasty junk against lefties, kind of been shutting him down. But Castro at 2,800, always in play, as we've been mentioning, for the Twins, like him quite a bit. Go James McCann against Salazar. He's 7-14 lifetime against Salazar at $2,600. But game, again, likely not to be played. So, yeah, Matty Wieters, Brian McCann are probably my two options at catchers. Moving over to first base, you got A to the Rizzo. Lefties crush Zach Eflin. Crush him. Like, gives up a lot of home runs to them. Rizzo, $5,200. Ryan Zimmerman against Shipley, $4,700. Miggy Cabrera, he's crushed Salazar his whole career. He's 4,500. You got Jose Abreu at 41. Edwin Encarnacion, righties hit Fulmer relatively well. Edwin's 4K. Yeah, Carlos Santana, 3,900. Eric Hosmer, I would avoid. Party at Napoli, yeah, there's better options. Kenny Vargas, 3,500. Big night last night. I mentioned how Cotton's a little better against lefties than righties, but Vargas at 35, not the worst look there. If Adam Lind's starting, 3,400 against Shipley, a nice cheap piece of that Nats offense. Very nice cheap piece. You got Yuli Gurriel at 3,300. He's just been hitting like crazy. If you want to go cheap at first base, it's not always fun, but if you want to go weird on a GPP slate, Yonder Alonso continues to rake. I've mentioned him quite a few times, a part of A's stacks for value. He's up to $3,000. He's finally hit the 3,000 mark. They finally figured it out. He hit another home run last night. I believe that's 4 in the last 10 games that I read on Twitter last night. Yonder Alonso at 3K against Gibson. I said he's given up at least one home run in every start. So that's not a bad play there, Yonder Alonso. At the second base position, at Jose Altuve at 4,900. He's on fire. He's been fucking dropping bombs everywhere. He's crushed Griffin in his career, $4,900. Daniel Murphy at 4,800 against Shipley. Dozier against Cotton is 4,500 is definitely in play. Like I said, righties against Cotton. Zobrist, 42. Rugi Odor against Musgrove at 41 is not bad at all. Jose Ramirez continues to hit very well. He's 3,900 second base, third base eligible. Cesar Hernandez against Lackey, he's up to 3,500. If you are going against Holland, you know, the right-handed bats, I already mentioned Salvi Perez. You got Whit Merrifield, 3,400 against Holland. Second base outfield eligible. Not a horrible play there. Jed Lowry against Gibson, 2,900 for the A's. You can get some nice cheap A's. You could almost do like Scherzer and Kennedy, your two highest-priced pitchers. Load up on a bunch of Nats and then sprinkle in like a couple A's for value and it'd be scary. Like, just potential value with, like, punts for A's and just stupid. But Nat should be crazy high-owned. Adam Rosales, if you want a really cheap play at second base, shortstop, 2,400. Better against lefties and righties, but he'll be in the lineup. Chad Pinder down there as well, around 2,400 for the A's. Third base, Chris Bryant, 5K. Miggy Sano, 4,400. He's in play every day for us. I don't care if it's lefty or righties right now. That guy's just mashing everything. Anthony Rendon, 4,000. The Todd Father, 39. Mikel Franco, 39. They're both hitting the ball really well. Don't look at season-long stats for hitters, even pitchers for the most part, but hitters, especially some streaky guys. So look what they've done lately for DFS-wise. That's what we're rolling with. I got Moustakas, Plouffe. Jake Lamb at 36, if you want to roll the dice on the long ball against Scherzer. You want to be contrarian. Goldschmidt earlier is less than 5K. Lamb at 36. Got Castellanos at 34. I like Joey Gallo against Musgrove. If you're not using Musgrove, Gallo at 3,400. GPP home run upside. Here's a great punt play. Third base outfield eligible. All he's doing is crushing the ball right now for the Astros. $3,000. Marwin Gonzalez. He's a switch hitter. Two home runs Monday, including a granny. Went yard again on or two on Tuesday, when you're going on Wednesday. Marvin Gonzalez is only $3,000. He just continues to rake. He usually hits righties better than lefties, but he's hitting everybody right now. I mean, lefties better. He hits better as a right-handed hitter, usually. But he's mashing everybody right now. Treya Turner, 5,100. Carlos Correa, 4,800. Francisco Lindor, 43. You can go down to Addison Russell at 37. Shortstop's going to be weak again, I can tell. Freddie Galvis at 31. Chris Owings at 31. Yeah, there's your shortstop position. Nice and solid. Whole lot to play with there. Going to the outfield, Bryce Harper at 54 against Shipley is just, man, they should Coors price him. Kyle Schwarber at 4,500. Springer at 45. Michael Brantley at 4K. K with the Chris Davis is only 4,000. Not bad there. Shinshu Chu at 4K. Lefties hit Musgrove rather well, so keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. They both hit him very well, but lefties career-wise. Lo Kane at 3,900 against Holland. The Milkman, 3,800 against Kennedy. Carlos Beltran, 38 against Griffin. Max Kepler, I know I mentioned Cotton, gets hit more by righties than lefties, but Kepler in the middle of that twin stack, he's mashing the ball, 3,700. Odubel Herrera, 3,700. AJ Pollock, 37. Josh Reddick went yard again last night, a lefty against Griffin, 3,600. He's been hitting usually towards the top of that order, too. Usually. Not always, but usually. Nomar Mazara, 3,500, a nice value bat against Musgrove. Chance to go deep. Mentioned Whit Merrifield already. Aaron Altherr is on fire right now. He's 3,400. He was batting third last night for the Phillies, so keep an eye on that. Delino DeShields has been leading off a lot for Texas lately. He's 3,300. You can get a nice little Texas-Houston game stack in play. That'd be interesting. Don't mind that at all either, because everyone's going to be flocking to Washington. I'll tell you that. If they can afford them, they're flocking that direction. If Detroit-Cleveland plays, Lonnie Chisenhall's slumping massively, but he's 2,900 against Fulmer. That's a nice value play with high upside potential there. Our normal boy, Tyler Collins against Salazar, he's 2,500. He's definitely in play if that game's in action. That'll wrap us up for the bats on the early slate. So there you have it. Mad Max, 12-6. Kennedy, 85. Derek Collins, 77. Gibson, 51. If you want Musgrove at 73. I like the Cubs versus Eflin quite a bit. Lefties mash them. If you're not using Lackey, I forgot to mention, you can use Lackey if that wind's blowing in. Keep him in mind just for that K upside. Definitely a play to look at. But if you're not, Phillies are a nice contrarian stack. I really like Minnesota against Cotton, especially our Sano-Dozier 1-2 punch. You don't have to go massive stack. But, like, at least Dozier, Sano, maybe Kepler in between if you want to go three deep. But if you just want to go two-man, I'm with you. But they have one of the highest totals on the board at 4.58 team totals. Houston versus Griffin. Houston's just, I like both sides, rights and lefts, but left-handed bats crush Griffin. So extra weight on like McCann and Reddick and maybe Beltran, but don't sleep on Altuve. Correa's starting to heat up. He went yard. Keep an eye on those boys. Texas versus Musgrove. They'll be a little lower owned than the rest. Implied team total of 3.94. Mazara at 35 is nice. Gallo at 34. DeShields, at, like, I think, is at 33. And then the rest of the company there, Odor at 41. All very affordable in that stack. And then you got Washington versus Shipley. Implied team total of 4.92. Righties and lefties are both mashing them over 370. Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, just go down the order. You know, Turner, Worth, Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy, Rendon, like 1-6 is in order. If you just want to go mini, I go Zimmerman, Murphy, Harper for sure. Those three are almost a must in this one. I love them, but then work with Worth and Rendon around that. Probably go Worth before Rendon, but they're about the same to me. That is just loaded. Absolutely just stupid. But all right, let's go to the evening slate. And this is disgusting. This is definitely time to take the night. If you wanted to play some day slate while you're at work, and, you know, the honey won't pay attention, that's fine. The evening, go hang out with your significant other. That's fine. We have a five-game slate. Milwaukee and St. Louis, which is a makeup from yesterday's rainout. It was supposed to be a day game. There was so much flooding in St. Louis from the rain. It got pushed tonight. 40-50% chances of rain still, and the wind's blowing in from left field. So that game might not play still. Mets at Atlanta during game time. It's projected 70-85% rain. Winds in from center field. It's supposed to clear up as the evening goes on, so it could be a late start. Or it's getaway day. They play each other a lot. They might just say, screw it. We'll make it up later. So if those two get rained out, we got three games. I'm not a big fan of three-game slates. But I'll break down all five for you. Weather's nasty, so pay attention to that. Highest priced arms, Dan Straley. Do not ever pay $9,600 for Dan Straley. I don't care if he strikes out 15 Tampa Bay Rays because they strike out a million times. Don't ever pay $9,600 for Dan Straley. Moving on, we're going to drop all the way down. This is how bad it is. My top option tonight is Ariel Miranda. the left-handed pitcher for the Seattle Mariners at $7,700. Coming in with a 3.81 ERA, 1.23 whip. Coming off 5 1/3, 2-hit, 1 earned, 7 Ks against the Cleveland Indians. Not bad, not bad. He threw 7 shutouts and was only, again, and 4 hits, no earned. 3 Ks against Miami a couple starts back, but he's had a couple rough ones in between. Usually a better ground ball to fly ball, but it's almost a 1-1 at times. It seems like with him, you're getting all or nothing. That's the Ariel Miranda show. Now, with Miranda, he's striking out about 20% of the batters he faces. The Angels strike out about 20% of the time. They have a below league average team WOBA of 283. We absolutely love it. They're one of the worst in all of baseball against left-handed pitching, and a batting average around 230 against left-handed pitchers. So we would have used him as like a low-owned punt play anyways on a regular slate. But tonight, he's our top option. We're going Ariel Miranda. Next up, we get weird with Adam Wainwright. I just hate this play. He's striking out a little over 19% of the batters he faces. But the reason why we're using him, because he's been bad. He's gotten beat up quite a bit. He wasn't horrible his last time out against Milwaukee. Gave up like 3 runs, but he strikes out a ton against them because Milwaukee strikes out 26% of the time against right-handed pitching. And for a team that... actually, 26.5 almost. And for a team that everyone swears mashes, I keep reiterating, they crushed Cincinnati and Cincinnati's bullpen twice. They faced Cincy and Milwaukee. Outside of that, they've struggled quite a bit, actually, against Atlanta, St. Louis, and others. They have just a league average WOBA against right-handed pitching of 313. It's not bad, but it's not as great as everyone claims it is. Everyone claims they're world beaters. It keeps dropping. They started out the week at 326. Right now, it's sitting at 313. It keeps dropping. Doesn't mean they can't blow up. They have the talent. That's why on a normal day, I probably wouldn't use Wainwright. But these are the breaks. But the best part, like I always say, it's either like home run or nothing because their batting average is like 230 against right-handed pitching. So we're going to roll those dice. And you're going Adam Wainwright, $7,400. One of the lower implied team totals actually on the slate at 351, the Brewers. Matt Andrees of the Tampa Bay Rays. So Miranda and Andrees will play tonight. So you got those two starters. You don't have to worry about weather. Put that one out there for you. Matt Andrees, $7,400 versus the Marlins. Implied team total of 384 for the Marlins. Andrees coming in to tonight with... 3.86 ERA, 1.32 whip. Coming off 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 4 Ks against the Jays. He hasn't given up more than 3 earned in any start. We used him last start against the Jays, actually. Got his 13 points. He was doing really well and kind of gave it up in the 7th inning, actually. I don't know why. I was surprised they sent him out. His pitch count was low, but he was doing really well for us. He wasn't getting the Ks we thought we'd get with him, but he was pitching really well. He's gotten 4-5-5 in his 4 starts, strikeout-wise. But he's pitched really, really well. He's faced Toronto, Houston, Detroit, and the Yanks. He's faced 4 pretty decent offenses this year, I'd say. So you don't have that to worry about. He's been tested. Going up against the Miami Marlins. Marlins striking out over 21% of the time against right-handed pitching. Below league average WOBA. And an average batting average against right-handed pitching. Matt Andrees would have been a nice play on a regular slate. Becomes a great play on this slate, in my opinion. Matt Andrees, $7,400. Last but not least, we liked him last night. His price tag dropped like $1,000. Chase Andrews, $6,100 at St. Louis. St. Louis implied team total 3.99. Chase Anderson striking out 18.8% of the batters he faces. St. Louis 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. St. Louis league average WOBA of 309 against right-handed batters. I was actually listening to StatCast pod for this week. The average league WOBA in April is 318. Just overall lefty-righty combined. Team average, 318. So 309 against right-handed batting, just below league average. So that's what you're looking at right there. And where was I here? St. Louis. And their batting average is about 250. So they hit them. They just don't hit him for power. Chase Anderson's pitched really well this year, surprisingly. He's a dog in this matchup, weather permitting. Like I said, I'd go Miranda Andrees. Slate's disgusting. So Chase Anderson's got high upside, low ownership on this slate. He's pitched extremely well this year. And he's pitched mainly in Milwaukee, which is a very, very, very hitter-friendly ballpark. So keep that in mind. There's your four pitchers. Ariel Miranda, 7,700 versus the Angels. Wainwright, 74 versus Milwaukee. Andrés, 74 versus Miami. Anderson, 61 at St. Louis. Let's get to the catchers. We have Yadier Molina at 35 against Anderson. Sandy Leon against Ubaldo Jimenez, $3,000. Jimenez is bad against left-handed bats. Going to look at Pena against Wainwright at 2,800. If Leon isn't starting, you go Vasquez for Boston at 2,800. If Pena's not starting for Milwaukee, you go Bandy at 2,700. And, yeah, there's your catchers. First base position, Freddie Freeman, $5,200 against Zach Wheeler. Lefty's crushing Wheeler. Wheeler pitched great against Washington his last time out, surprisingly, really, really well. Really, really well. But that ballpark, given the rain chances, it might get rained out. Wind's coming in from center field. I haven't seen how it plays with wind like that yet. But we've seen how it plays regularly, and the ball just flies. So love me some Freddie Freeman, as usual. Hanley Ramirez on fire. I said lefties hit him and it was great, but Hanley's up to 5K. Eric Thames, 4,900. Matt Carpenter, 4,400. Jay Bruce, 4,300. Hits lefties just fine. Don't be scared off by that. Look at, he was $3,200 yesterday, up to $4,300. DraftKings just in the blink of an eye, but very good play. Chris Davis against Kyle Kendrick. Kendrick starting for Boston. Chris Davis at $4,200. Off to a very slow start, but that's a good play. If you're not using Miranda, Pujols hits lefties very well. 4,100. Mitchie, two bags. Mitch Moreland, 4K against Jimenez. Definitely in play there. If you want to get weird, really weird. Well, you got Lomo. I love Lomo at 3,300 against Dan Straley. That's a nice contrarian value play. You're not going to need much value on the slate. I told you the highest priced pitcher is $7,700. But Lomo at 3,300, definitely in play. I love the Rays bats, especially our lefties we like against Straley tonight. I think a lot of people will pay for Straley just because they'll see that high price tag and K upside, and that's fine. We'll use those Rays bats. Lomo at 3,300, like that a ton. Justin Bour, 32 against Andrés. Wilmer Flores, supposed to be activated from the DL. First base, third base eligible. Crushes lefties. He's 3K against Jaime Garcia. Keep him in mind if he's in the lineup. And what I was going to say, if you want to get weird, he hasn't done anything yet. But Dan Vogelbach is facing Alex Meyer. He's, I believe this is Meyer's second or third start since getting called up. He's not the worst pitcher in the world, but he's very hittable, especially by left-handed pitching or left-handed bats. Vogelbach, $2,300. Second base, Robbie Cano at 4,600 is phenomenal. Great play tonight. Johnny VR at 44. Jericho at 4,100, definitely in play. Jed Jericho. Jonathan Scope at 41. Brandon Phillips at 41. Brad Miller at 37 against Straley. Definitely in play there. Neil Walker is a switch hitter at 35. That'll do it for our second base position. Moving over to the hot corner, third base. Manny Machado, $5,100. I see another big night for Machado. Kyle Seager heating up, 4,300 against Meyer. Jericho, already mentioned him. Longo, I got to see more from him, see how healthy he is. Jose Reyes, he's having a good week or so. Swinging a hot stick, had a good night last night. He's $3,900. Travis Shaw, 37, definitely in play. Hernan Perez, third base, outfield eligible. They keep moving him around. He was shortstop outfield. He started out third base only. Then he was shortstop outfield. Now he's third base outfield. He's $3,600. Just when you get comfortable using him certain places, they keep moving him around on you. Adonis Garcia, 3,400 against Wheeler. I wouldn't have to go there tonight, but he's an option if you need to. And Daniel Robertson for Tampa Bay has been getting some playing time lately at second base, third base. He's 2,500, but you shouldn't need to punt tonight. But just keep an eye on that. Xander Bogaerts, 5K. Gene Segura went yard again last night. He has just been on fire. I keep mentioning him. I keep using him. He's been on fire since coming off the DL. $4,600. Really good play tonight. Aledmys Diaz, 4,100. Adrubal Cabrera, switch hitter, 3,800. Swinging a good stick. Orlando Arcia at 3,400. Taylor Motter against Meyer at 3,400. Definitely those ones are in play. Timmy Beckham still at 3K, back-to-back days at $3,000. He was leading off yesterday. I love the looks of that, but he'll probably go back down with the righty on the mound, so don't get your hopes up today. 3K for Timmy Beckham. Going to the outfield, Trout 5,400 against the lefty Miranda. He went yard yesterday. Mookie Betts 53, starting to slowly heat up. Hanram mentioned him. Nelson Cruz $4,800. Matt Kemp 47. Benintendi 46. Dexter Fowler. Jackie Bradley Jr. 44. Christian Yelich 44. Like those guys. I already mentioned Jay Bruce. NC Arte 4,200 against Wheeler. Michael Conforto at 3,900. Corey Dickerson, $3,800, leading off for Tampa Bay against Dan Straley. Yes, please. Marcelo Zuna hit one of the biggest home runs I've ever seen in Tampa Bay yesterday. They said it only went 468 feet. It hit the banner near the roof at the back of the building. It was unbelievable. Check Around Bases Pod. There is a video of it. $3,800. It was just insane. Seth Smith leading off for Baltimore, $3,700 against Kendrick. Definitely in play. Steven Souza Jr. at 3,600 against Straley. Liking him in the middle of that order. Go Nick Markakis if you want to get down the Atlanta order at 36. Kiermaier at 3,500 against Straley. Colby Rasmus might be back tonight. I don't know if I want to go there just yet, but $3,400, he'll be low owned. Slate like tonight. Might want to get creative. Heredia for Seattle, 2,800. I mentioned Shane Peterson, 2,200 for Tampa Bay. He's been hitting the ball lately. I don't think you'll need to go that far, but it's an option as well. So there you have it. Five-game evening slate. Two bad weather situations. You got Aaron Miranda, 77 versus L.A. Wainwright, 74 versus Milwaukee. Andrees, 74 versus Miami. Anderson, 61 at St. Louis. Stacks, Boston versus Baldo. Boston team total, 515. Both bats hit him great. Left-handed bats crush him. So I love the bats there. Benintendi and Bradley Jr. are sneaky. Moreland's only 4K. Those are kind of sneakier ones. You got the obvious. And, you know, Betts and company. Baltimore versus Kendrick. Don't forget Hanram, please. Hanley Ramirez on fire. Baltimore versus Kendrick. Team total 485. I really like Machado a lot tonight. Chris Davis is only 4,200. It's about time for him to get off the schneid here pretty soon. You know, you got Jones and others. Trumbo has been struggling. Seattle versus Meyer. I like Seattle a lot. I think everyone's going to go to Boston and Baltimore. You're going to have the money to pay for the bats, so they're going to be heavy owned. Supposed to be a ton of runs there. I get it. The totals on that game, I didn't go over them like I did the last time. But Milwaukee, St. Louis, 7.5. You got Miami, Tampa Bay at 8. Baltimore, Boston's at 10. It's almost the Coors Field total. It's crazy. And then Mets, Braves, 8.5. Anaheim, Seattle, 8.5. So, yeah, everyone's going to be stacking Boston, Baltimore, and probably rightfully so. But if you want to get off the wall, Seattle versus Myers is outstanding. Left-handed bats, Cano, Seager, maybe Dyson leading off for stolen base upside, Cruz. Mets versus Garcia, right-handed bats especially. Look, they have a lot of switch hitters. Flores might be back in the lineup. Keep an eye on him. But Bruce hits lefties very well, so don't be scared off by that. And Conforto is just Conforto right now. And then I like Atlanta versus Wheeler. Left-handed bats are crushing them. So you got NC Arte, Freeman, Kemp's hot. Stick with Kemp. Markakis if you want. But you're either going to stack a game stack Boston, Baltimore, kind of mini stack some of these other ones. But I also kind of like the game stacks are really good. I love game stacks. But the way home runs are getting hit lately, you almost just want to pick the guys with the most home run upside, not even care about stacks. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. I've been watching it the last few nights, and I've had some really good stacks, but if they're not hitting home runs lately, it doesn't really matter. So keep an eye on that. On a slate this small with all this money to spend, you might just want to make a lineup of just pure home run upside all-stars. Oh, and I forgot to mention Tampa Bay. Absolutely love Tampa Bay against Straley. Love them. Lomo, Dickerson, you know, Miller, Kiermaier, Souza, love Tampa Bay. Don't know how I missed our Tampa Bay Rays. So there you have it. Disgusting MLB DFS slate. Sorry I can't promote this any better for you. It's ugly. We'll be back with a loaded slate tomorrow. Much better Friday slate. Good luck tonight. Enjoy your day. At least we get day baseball. That's great. Yesterday was the first Wednesday without day baseball all year. That was miserable. But day baseball's back. Check us out at The Sports Degens, thesportsdegens.com. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions you have. Check out our new writer, Syracuse, with his daily MLB stacks. Hope you guys got in on the golf DSF for the Wells Fargo from DFS Golf Gods. Good stuff there. Check out Around the Bases Pod with Bubba and Mo. Episode 10 just dropped a couple days ago. Really, really good stuff. April review. Talk some more Boston, Baltimore, bullpen usage, all kinds of stuff. Check that out. And recording the Kentucky Derby preview tonight for Benched with Bubba. A lot going on. But more importantly, good luck today. Don't go crazy. Save it up for the weekend. And I will catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.